1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, and welcome aboard WILO Party Line, presented by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and the newest addition to the Casper Media Group family, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your local news sources for all those locations and beyond. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you are not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, a big deal, save money now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Our online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by Day and Genta Funeral Home, Probite Computer Sales and Service, the Farmers Bank, 51 West Event Center, Ye Old Spirit Shop, and Ellis Jewelers on HoosierLandTV.com for WILO. Todd Berryman on this side of the board. Melissa Miller is going to be in here in just a couple of minutes. And we welcome our first guest in the studio, Katie Schimmel. Always a pleasure. You know, if you wanted to come in like and co-host the morning show just for the charisma and the spark and everything else, you would be,
I love that.
You would be a very good morning show co-host. I'm not even going to say foil. I'm going to say you would be that good at it.
Okay.
Would you like a career in the fast-paced world of radio?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess if I ever have like a slow morning, I could just like, hey Todd, do you need a guest today?
Do you need me to come hang?
Even on your Party Line, I could like ask other organizations questions.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Well, and considering y'all interface in several environments, not the least of which is our volunteer fair, which we do in April.
Yeah.
You know, to see that interaction, I mean, it's not like it's not even like a friendly rivalry like the Beatles Stones. There is a genuine camaraderie among everybody who works in that that field. And I'm sure it's the commonality of people who need help, and there's a certain personality that is geared to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would agree. So how long have you been with Coach Kids? Fairly
recent?
September
of last year was when I first started. September 1st.
Yeah.
I was
thinking you had just started.
A year and a half.
When I did a remote on location, you had just been doing the gig for about 6 months or something.
Yep.
And I remember we were freezing because we were at the park.
At Prairie Creek Park?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be there again this year, right?
I hope so. Cindy Lovelace, our host of the WILO Free Play, tends to be the default remote person for a lot of stuff, and when we did it last year, we also had another radio station on the roster, and so we had to have two hosts because of that. But if Cindy shoved me out of the way and said mine, I'd be like, sure, that's fine. I get to talk to Katie on Party Line, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are actually getting ready to have that event again this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, February.
Yeah,
it's during Fire and Ice, right? Uh-huh. Is that when we did it?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. Now, what else does Coach Kids have in the works? Because I know, to borrow from Dickens, this is the season when want is most keenly felt, and they usually refer to that more as, you know, the family supper and everything else, but really it's about community stuff in general. So what does Coach Kids have going on as we start to wind our way through the holidays?
Yeah, so we've already wound through the holidays.
You've already taken care of
this. In terms of scheduling. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at beginning of the year. So we have a Coach Kids New Year's Bash on the 21st of January, which is just to ring in the new year with the mentees.
Mm-hmm. Mentees, I love those. You remember those commercials when four people would lift up a car and then they'd put, oh wait, that's Mentos. Sorry. No,
it's
no, never mind. Never mind. More coffee. So
throw them in a Coke bottle and watch them explode.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, actually.
I will warn you, because I made this mistake.
Oh, no.
About 3-4 years ago. My wife was real thrilled. We had just done some work on our kitchen relatively recently, and I had a bottle of seltzer water that wasn't quite as zippy as I would have liked it to have been, so I got the bright idea of, oh, I'll throw a packet of Splenda in here. The bottle was half full. This is a 32-ounce bottle. It was half full.
No.
And to say it exsanguinated does not cut, the verb doesn't cover it. It was like an orange flavored volcano shooting into the ceiling, all over the table, all over me, my wife, the dogs. And Erin was so astonished that she just kind of had to sit there in silence for a second, like,
yep, that what just happened.
What did you just do to my kitchen?
My brand new sparkling kitchen.
Yeah. So word to the wise, if you ever think, hey, this seltzer seems a little meh, and you want to add a packet of Splenda,
it wasn't so
meh. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, I know. Like it. Okay, so do you see those videos? Okay, now that we're on this topic,
are you talking about Grandma Claire or whatever her name is, the one that puts the Mentos into the Diet Coke, and you have Morgan Freeman doing the commentary, or have you not seen that?
No, these are like on TikTok or something, okay. But where people do that, and then they try to catch it in their mouth.
That's crazy.
Why would you do that?
You would blow your sinus cavity out trying.
Like,
I think.
Now I just had this random thought of, like, if we did have someone that had maybe, like, false teeth or something do that.
Katie, like, nobody makes me snort on my own show. So thanks.
I'm just, imagine that. Imagine that.
Yes.
It would be hilarious. We should, like, no, we shouldn't. See, these are the things.
Okay, now you have to put the thought out there unless you're about to drop a word that the FCC doesn't care for.
If anyone wants to try it. And video themselves.
This should be a fundraiser for Coach Kids.
No.
The most, have people vote on the most amusing video of somebody trying to
pop their false teeth out.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
No, because those are expensive.
I would. They better be durable. They're in your mouth.
Yeah.
How much damage could you really get? I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not planning on trying it.
Never mind.
Well, it's like. Trying to take, because we got this eclipse coming up, and people taking the, you know, saying, hey, I don't have to look at the eclipse, I can use my cell phone and take a selfie, and then it doesn't occur to them that it could potentially, like, burn out the camera. Enjoy your $1,000 paperweight. Mm-hmm. So I got off the trail, I'm sorry, Katie Schimmel from Coach Kids.
No, I led to getting off the trail.
So you're celebrating your mentees after the start of the year.
Yep, celebrating mentees. The New Year's bash. That's new, so we've never done anything like that before. But I thought it would be cool just to get all the mentees together and celebrate a new year. And even maybe so if you know me well, you'll know that I'm like super goal oriented.
Yes.
So. Letting them set maybe a goal for 2024 and how we can help them meet it. So that's what we're doing for New Year's.
Then
the next upcoming event, like the larger event, would be the Fire and Ice Cookies, Coffee, and Cocoa. Now, I am super excited about Cookies, Coffee, and Cocoa this year. It's kind of a tongue twister.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Right. Yeah, I'm super excited about that event this year because we are, that event will be sponsored by Dang and Duff for us this year. So we're working with them and they'll be there and their staff and we're excited to have them a part of it.
Now, I have to also mention this in passing, because this is a friend of ours who was a former employee of the station, and he does a podcast, Bill Gant.
Yeah.
And he is, with his podcast, he's doing, in association with one of his sponsors, I understand he's making donations to Coach Kids. And the way he does it is when they're doing their podcast, there's a video of the podcast. I think it's the, I'm going to mangle it, it's T-H-E-E, and then there's a combination of letters. Like, it looks like, I think it's H-H-O-G-P, something like that. But they have sponsor signs on there. And one of those sponsor signs, because they weren't taped on terribly hard onto the microphones, when they fall off or they're assisted in falling off, Coach Kids gets $10 every time that happens. Yeah. And I think they're up to well over 100 now.
That's amazing.
I think. Bill, I apologize if I gave away the game here, but Katie, I thought, might like to know that you got some support here.
Yeah, he did. He came in and he asked if we would be up for it, and I'm like, heck yeah, that's amazing. We would love that. So
we should find a way to do something like that where we turn a cat loose in here, and then every time one of these cassettes goes over, we have to pony up.
Cats.
You allergic?
No, I'm not allergic.
No, I just hate them. Well, and the funny thing is, you mentioned that about cats. I've got to tell you this because you may not have heard this on the morning show today. They've made a discovery that apparently now research shows that scientific proof that cats are the devil, actually. It's a new study from Auburn University, and it says when cats roam outside, they are among the most problematic invasive species on the level of an Asian carp.
I would agree with that.
Researchers follow these cats around. They discovered they eat more than 2,000 species of rodents, insects, and birds, including 347 listed as conservation concerns. So, house cat, not outside cat.
Okay, but here's the thing is I think they're even more disgusting inside.
Willow, honey, if you're listening, she doesn't mean it.
Listen, okay, I'm all for some good barn cats that, like,
they keep the rodents down.
Away.
Sure.
I'm all for that, but, and I'm not going to, like, say names or whatever, but I can tell you that I am highly annoyed by the collection of feral cats that like to make their way into my yard. And defecate on my front porch.
Wow.
Or sit at my window and taunt my dog. Or
I've seen that with sandboxes. They'll get into kids' sandboxes and they assume it's the litter box, so they just do what they
it's
do.
It's like gross.
And yeah.
But I've caught dogs doing that too. If the sandbox
is
not covered.
But here's why I don't like cats inside. Okay?
She's on a roll, folks.
They pee and poop in a box.
Right.
That their feet are in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and they walk around your house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't tell me that there is not remnants of their waste on your floor.
Right.
If you let them on the counter, on the table, like, it just grosses me out.
Now, to be fair, that is an opinion that I completely understand. I happen to love cats. I've had a few very good cats in my time. But I also understand the people that are not necessarily 100%. And there are people who are not dog people or bird people or fish people or
and
whatever.
And I'm an animal person, right? Like, if you had, like, a cute little kitty that came up to me, I would love all over it.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I've watched everything my dogs walk through, and it's like,
right.
But the same thing with your dogs, you know, but it's like, but they, like, do that all the time.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Or, like, how they just, like, land on all fours, like, no matter what.
That's a little spooky. I'll grant you.
Most of them do. Not all of them.
There was
a few that have not.
There was a thing when I was in sixth grade, and it was some sort of reading module bonus cassette. You play it to keep the kids entertained. And it was the premise in this thing was, if cats land on all fours, and your peanut butter and jelly sandwich always lands face down, so it always collects the dirt. It doesn't usually land bread side down. What happens if you put peanut butter jelly on the back of a cat?
Okay.
What which side does it land on?
That is not a good comparison, because anyone who is smart would know that the reason why your peanut butter and jelly lands is because due to weight and gravity, right?
Like, exactly.
The peanut butter weighs more than the bread. Mm-hmm. Like, hello?
So how much peanut butter do we have to put on the cat?
A lot.
Incidentally, we are not endorsing putting peanut butter on a cat, no matter how much Katie might encourage you to do
I've been tickled.
No, that is Utah. Don't put that on me. Last thing I need is you kitty lovers coming after me because I'm encouraging people to.
She says she'd love all the way here just because of how far south the conversations keep going. So
south, northwest, and east. We take all of it.
Yeah,
you weren't here before, Aaron.
I was trying to find a creative way to fill time before, and we'd mentioned the Fire and Ice Festival, so we're encouraged about that.
Yep.
Now there was. I'm going to give you a second as we get away from the cats. And again, it's an opinion thing. Some of us don't love certain animals. Me, I have an aversion to chickens. Thankfully, the Humane Society does not have anything to do with those. So, as far as I know, so I'm pretty good.
Listen, I'm an animal lover. To each their own. I just won't ever have an indoor cat.
Okay, and that's fair. So, to give you a chance to... sorry, the phone distracted me. To give you a chance to kind of brag on yourself a little bit, you recently, we talked about this on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and Boone and Carol, you recently got an award. Can you fill us in a little bit about this?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I was given an award from the Indiana Youth Services Association for the 2023 Community Impact and Youth Empowerment Award. So it was through the state of Indiana, and I was nominated and received the award.
And big congratulations.
Thank you.
They took a lovely photo of you getting the award, which appeared on CCDN. So now if nobody knew who Katie Schimmel was before, they do now.
Now
they got your number now.
That's
funny. Yeah, congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
I'm
Thank you.
I'm sure it's long, long overdue.
It was an honor.
And a lot of hard work to get to that.
Yes, it was.
So blessings on you for doing that.
Thank you.
I didn't get the chance to officially welcome Melissa Miller into the studio. She was running just slightly behind, and I think she got panicked when she heard me get teary during the box from the attic today,
then
came rushing in.
No.
It sounds like we have a Russ Casper standing by on the phone.
He thinks we're struggling, so he's calling in to help.
Right.
Well, could you guys use some help here? I wanted to kind of go back to the Coach Kids thing a little bit, and I would kind of be interested, and you've probably shared some of these things before, Katie, but what are some of the magical moments that you remember with your mentees in the chemistry with the kiddos? What are some magical moments you could tell us about?
Without necessarily identifying anybody on a more generic level.
Magical moments as in with mentee mentor?
You think?
Yes.
Okay. I think that there are quite a few. But to name one that just comes to mind, recently we had a mentee that aged out, and they were with their mentor for many, many years. And the magical moment that I think kind of comes to mind, because they have quite a few, but they always focused on their first. So they would always make a list of first that they would want to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And where they might not have been first for the mentor, but they were first for the mentee. That list would always grow continue to grow once they would meet a new first. And so then by the time that she was able to age out, the amount of firsts that she was able to even experience was huge.
Oh, I love that. I love it. It's discovery. And that mentor became a gateway of discovery for that mentee.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the first time looking at the crater of the moon or Saturn's rings, or the first time catching a fish, or the first time going up in an airplane ride, or the first time even something as simple as first time a kid hops on a lawnmower and mows grass, those are big deals to them.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, and I would imagine that reciprocates too as well. For the mentor, doing a lot of first things that maybe they didn't do with their own family, or maybe they didn't have kids of their own,
or they get to re-experience it. It's as you know from being a parent, you re-experience the world through the eyes of your child.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's true with the mentors and the mentees too.
Yes, it is.
You know, you just sparked something in my mind. This firsts. I was a scoutmaster for 14 years, and it was so gratifying. When you look at these merit badges, for instance, electronics, and one of the jobs, one of the projects for the electronics merit badge is to put together an electronic component. And one thing that we used to do is put together a little AM radio, which is really not that hard to do. And to actually, once you get everything connected and they listen to the headset and tune in a radio station that they just made on this little, and they can actually hear the radio coming out of this little earpiece, and 30 minutes before is just a pile of parts. It's pretty exciting.
Are you talking about making a crystal set, Russ?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like Cub Scouts 101. I remember that unit quite well.
Yeah, it's really not that difficult, but yet you'd be most kids don't know they don't have that key on their key ring, and that's what the Boy Scouts is all about with the merit badges and so forth, is discovery, a lot of these first-time things. I remember the first time I never fished until I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old, believe it or not. And my grandfather, "You've never fished. Well, let's go." And it was, I still remember that day. It was at Marsh Lake. So, yeah, that's a good story. Anything else for these magical moments, Katie?
I think that there's a lot of magical moments. But for me, the one that I feel like really kind of says a lot of what our mentees and mentors' relationship is about is the first.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a nice stage setter for all that follows.
Well, and it's got to be...
Go ahead. Well, it never would have happened without the mentor, most likely. That mentor was a key element in making that actually ever even happen.
Right. Yeah, no. Absolutely.
Well, and I would imagine, the absolute first is their meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, matching that mentor and that mentee up. And talk about the process of that. I mean, you have to look at both the mentee and the mentor and decide whether or not they're actually a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so both parties go through an interviewing process. So we do an interview. It's a pretty extensive interview, and it digs deep on questions about both the mentee and a mentor. However, we do that so that we know exactly who to best fit them with. So then once the interview is over with, then the mentor, they go through a series of trainings like personality trainings and things like that. Once that's done, then we decide who to match them with. And a match meeting can be fairly simple. I mean, it could be as simple as meeting at a local restaurant for them to meet for the first time. Majority of the time it's done in office where they're able to sit down with the parents and the mentee and really kind of have a one-on-one time with them, uninterrupted. Sure. And then that's kind of what those match meetings are about. And then after that, it's, on to the races, because after that, I mean, we're really hands-off and let them get to know each other as they wish.
Right.
And I would think one of the worst things you could do is initiate a match and then three or four meetings later, the mentor just either loses interest or it's diverted and it never happens. And I'm sure that these youth, it's happened to them so many times in their life where they feel abandoned once again.
Yeah, and that's why we ask for that commitment. Those mentors have to sign a mentor application basically stating that they are at least giving a year commitment, and then those commitments are renewed every year because of that exact reason, Russ. We don't want to set those mentees up for any type of disappointment. Because majority of the time, as soon as those mentees hear that they have a mentor, they are so excited.
Sure.
And they can't meet them quick enough.
What's your ratio right now? As far as I know, at one point in time, you had mentors that were waiting.
Yep, we need mentors.
Okay, that's what I wondered, if it hadn't flipped now, especially since school's been in session for 6 months. And
yep, we need mentors. We need mentors in all programs, mainly the more. Our HOPE program, which is our more hands-on program, it's a little bit more of a commitment. It's not just the 30 minutes a week at the schools, but it's the out-of-school program. We're really looking for mentors in that.
And what's the age group of the kids that they'd be working with?
It is school age, so, 6 to 18.
Okay.
That's when they age out, is at 18.
Is there anything that Camp Column could do to enhance the Coach Kids experience?
I think Camp Column is extremely underutilized at Coach Kids in the sense of, I mean, even our conversations with you, Russ, I think that there's a lot of opportunity out there for the kids to be able to experience new things and even have first. And I mean, that whole facility on its own is so awesome.
We'll talk about discovery. I don't know if you knew this, but Tom Dickerson's daughter, I think, won at the state level insect collection, an insect collection contest or something. I think it was in 4-H or something. But in any case, I can't remember exactly, but she went to the state level, and the judge basically said, where did you find this? So one or two of them were quite rare.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, Camp Colum.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think there's so many opportunities that we could experience out there. And even if it's, you know, summer days, mm-hmm. You know, I don't even know what that would look like right now.
Maybe a day camp or something out there for the mentors and mentees.
Yep.
To spend the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And doing different activities.
Just different activities, right? Yeah. Doesn't have to be...
Well, let us know how we can help. That's what we're there for. And they're owned by the children, you know, of Clinton County Camp Colman. So I'll get out of here. I know we're reaching the top of the hour.
Well, thank you, Russ.
WILO, Frankfort, Kokomo. No, Frankfort, 11.
Careful.
Delphi, right?
Yeah.
I've said Shine 99 too many times. All righty. Well, Katie, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too, Russ.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. It's WILO.
I mean, that is a possibility of maybe putting together some kind of a day camp or something out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've missed a boatload of stuff here. Is there anything else we need to talk about regarding Coach Kids? I know we mentioned the Fire and Ice Festival.
Yeah, we mentioned
that was the big
Fire
one.
And Ice that
and
we're partnering with Day and Ginda, and then the upcoming Coach Kids New Year's Eve Bash. Mm-hmm. Well, New Year's Bash, and I know that we spoke about that. And then also, yeah, just in need of mentors too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're interested in getting out there and working with kids of all ages, you need to get a hold of Katie and fill out that app. And remember, it is a year commitment, but it'll go by faster than you realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I'm sure you hear that from both mentors and mentees. Where did 2023 go?
I'm saying that.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Yeah. No, it goes by fast. Before you know it, 10 years is up, and you've had a relationship with your mentee for 10 years, and now they're not just your mentee, but they're your family.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Well, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the new year and get our progress report, and looking forward to the Fire and Ice Festival. And I don't know if it's going to be Cindy or me in harness, but one of us will definitely be there.
Okay.
So.
Well, we're excited to have you guys back. It should be fun.
All the contacts.
Yes, we should get
that
those
way
too.
Everybody can.
Yep. Go to our website, CoachKids at CoachKids.org, and then also on our Facebook page, Coach Kids of Clinton County. That's probably the quickest way to reach out to us if you're tech savvy and have any type of social media is through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the website has a list of all of our employees and their direct contact line.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the holidays.
Thank you. Yeah. You too.
And happy holidays to your youngin.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
He's biting at the bit.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yep.
All right, very good. We're at the halfway mark of the Party Line, so we'll be back in just a hot second with our next guest here on WILO Party Line. Stick around.
The Party Line Team. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
WILO.
This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Vierks Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy, but I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Vierks Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Vierks and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You summed that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Vierks, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Vierks, Vierks.com.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they can hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marjan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marjan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marjan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
The online telecast of the WILO Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO. Hello.